to buy or not to buy? That is one of the questions the Legislative Council wrestled with at a lengthy meeting on Saturday at the Anchorage Legislative Information Office. Council members were met with new information at the start of the meeting, making their decision on whether or not to vacate the newly renovated building, to purchase, or to continue paying rent even more difficult. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has the story.
It all boils down to how much the state wants to pay for a square foot of space. On Saturday, the state's Legislative Council was presented with new financial data outlining a dozen or more scenarios, comparing the cost of staying in the newly renovated LIO, buying the building outright, or moving state offices to the state-owned Atwood Building in Anchorage. Council Chair, Kodiak Republican Senator Gary Stevens stated at the start that no matter what the vote, the final decision rests with the legislature.
What we are talking about, if we do move, not that we will, but if we should, that we wouldn't be so much breaking the lease as taking advantage of a negotiated clause that went through a lot of discussion as the two sides negotiated a contract. So it's taking advantage of a negotiated clause in the lease. Further, remember that what we do here today is advisory to the legislature.
Stevens also mentioned that he had met with LIO landlord Mark Pfeffer on Friday, and that Pfeffer had dropped the $37 million price of the building by $1 million. That fact came as a surprise to some council members, as did a last-minute spreadsheet from state debt manager Devin Mitchell, which presented a dozen new scenarios with detailed costs of purchasing or continuing to lease the LIO compared with costs of moving to and occupying the Atwood through the year 2046. Pfeffer, who had not intended to speak, was asked to by the chair and fielded questions from the council for about half an hour. He told them that in August of 2013, the lease brokered by the state was 10% below market value at that time, and that a purchase option was amended to it. In answer to a question by Senator Lyman Hoffman, Pfeffer said that a clause in the lease makes it subject to annual appropriation.
It is a rarely, if ever, used clause, because once it's used, it means that subsequent leases have to be looked at as though they're basically only a one-year lease. So you have to pay the full cost of whatever it is you're leasing basically in 1 year, because the lessor cannot count on a longer-term payment schedule. It's virtually never used, and if it is used, it's going to have a significant effect on the way you're able to do things in the future.
Representative Sam Keto III, a Juneau Democrat, commented that the state has used such clauses in the past with no adverse effects. After hearing from a battery of real estate attorneys, the council went into executive session, emerging to vote unanimously to end the lease on the LIO by not funding it, with an option to wait 45 days to work out a potentially more beneficial financial arrangement with the building's owner. That could mean buying the building or getting a better deal on square footage. Although he joined in the unanimous vote, Representative Keto said Monday that he still favors moving state offices to the Atwood building, and that the data shows not funding the lease saves the state money.
The agreement that came out of Legislative Council on Saturday was a vote to recommend to the full legislature not funding the current lease or a competitive price at our existing Anchorage LIO that will compete with the Atwood building per square foot price. So I guess the action from my perspective on Saturday is hopeful in that there seems to be a step towards addressing the Legislative Information Office cost, but I am cautious because there is a 45-day window.
Keto says he's concerned that legislators may extend the 45-day window, thus extending the conversation on the issue. Some council members advocated that purchasing the building would give the state a valuable asset in the future. Keto does not agree with that stance.
I do have a concern about going that direction, because purchasing the Anchorage LIO means that the state of Alaska, the legislature, would become a building owner in downtown, one of the most expensive per square foot buildings in the community.
Keto says the 30-year comparisons provided by the state debt manager show that square footage costs are cheapest if the state offices are moved to the Atwood. I'm Ellen Lockyer.